Blog Talk Radio.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to Pole Fantasy Radio Live. I'm your super fluffy flirt, Miss La Crush Hearts, and I want to introduce the trifling ex-co-host, Black Reporter.
Ex-co-host?
When I start making love, I don't just make love, I be stroking. That's what I be doing. I be stroking.
What up, Black Reporter? Hello? Black Reporter? Okay. Moving right along. If you try to get into the chat room, unfortunately, the chat room is no longer, it's not working. It keeps just saying connecting. I waited for it to pop up. It's not popping up. I'm just sitting here waiting on it to pop up.
I'm here. I need to inform you of something.
Okay, wait, hold on. Was I not just talking? The chat room is not popping up right now, like I was saying, but it will be, you know, you can still call in. We're still here. I'm sorry that you cannot be in the chat room, but you can still listen. 347-989-0767 is the number to call. 347-989-0767 is the number to call. Tonight's topic, bedroom booms and bedroom dooms. That's once again, bedroom booms and bedroom dooms. What the fuck is that? Well, Black Reporter, would you like to explain what bedroom booms and bedroom dooms is?
I will after I explain this one other thing to you. I have Lady C on the line. Lady C, say hello.
Hello.
She is talking through my line right now because she was wondering if there was a show for the night, and for some reason the line is saying that there are no shows scheduled for the night.
What?
It says there's no.
Well, I got people already on the line. Did you dial the right number?
Yes.
Oh, I'm just saying, because there's people online holding right now, so sorry. Well, like I said, the chat room is messed up right now. I'm just being trifling right now. No, but the chat room is messed up right now, so it could be just Blog Talk acting up. 718, I see
okay.
You. We're going to get to you in a moment. Back to
bedroom
what I was
boom,
saying, Black Reporter, can you explain to them what bedroom doom and bedroom boom is?
Bedroom booms and bedroom dooms are your personal stories of your best and worst sexual escapades, for lack of a better term. If you so wish to go there, if not, then why you listen to this show anyway? But anyway.
Wait, what? Don't say shit like that. You see, this is what I'll be talking about. Is it me or is Black Reporter just a trifling? Ain't he trifling? Black Reporter, why are you so trifling?
It's you. It's you.
What? It's me? It's me. Lady C, was that not trifling? First of all, you said my shit ain't real. Now you're trying to scam my listeners away. You know what, Black Reporter? I'm not feeling you, Black Reporter. I'm not feeling you.
I understand.
First you said my shit ain't real. Lady C.
Huh?
You need to call in on the line because I'm not going to mute Black Reporter. You got
to
call in on the line. I'm going to mute Black Reporter. You know what? Black Reporter, you're so lucky my computer is broken. You're lucky my computer is broken.
Anyway.
I can't do what I want to do. Don't listen to Black Reporter. Listen, if you don't want to share, Black Reporter's trifling, y'all. okay? It's Ashley, not even trifling. We give like a quarter. It's trifling.
Ashley.
I see you 718. I'm going to come to you. Let me tell you this, because Black Reporter was just rude, okay? If you do not care to share your bedroom booms or doom, that is quite all right. You can still call in to shout out, request songs, just to show your support, say hi, bye, and tell Black Reporter how trifling he is, okay? Don't not listen to the show because Black Reporter is trifling. Please don't do that. Black Reporter, this is what I be talking about.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Real quick. We got a special, and I don't know whether she could come through tonight because she wasn't feeling so good earlier. But we...
special if you don't even know if they're coming through or not.
Well, because she wasn't feeling so good earlier.
Okay, but then how is that special?
Well, it's special because...
gotta be on point, Black Reporter.
All right. But
we have a possible guest who wants to share their bedroom boom or doom, right?
Oh, yeah. Major bedroom
boom.
Okay,
then that's it. That's it, Dr. Brown. That's it. We're not going to hype it up, and they're not even going to call in.
Okay.
All right. There we go. All right.
We're good.
All right, folks. All right, folks. See, it's things like this that make me just like, see, Black Reporter, days like this. Well, I need my computer. Days like this, Black Reporter. Anywho. Let's jump right into the lines. We got three callers on hold right now. The 718, how are you doing?
What up?
You know, phone face radio live. It's your girl, Mr. Crush Hearts, and trifling ass Black Reporter and Miss Lady C. You notice how they say trifling Lady C today, right? I'm just saying. Welcome to the show. What's your name? Where are you from?
It's your boy D. I'm from Queens, New York. What up? What up? How y'all doing tonight?
What up, D?
Hey.
What's going on, D?
Yeah, crazy ass weather we got. Out in
my neck of the woods, huh?
Yeah. Just chilling from getting out from work. We got this crazy ass storm coming. Ain't nothing else to do. Just chilling. Feels good with y'all tonight.
We're just getting our feet wet right now. And tonight's topic is bedroom boom and doom. So do you have a boom and doom for us, or you want to make one and then call us back later?
I got a doom story.
Ooh. You got a
doom? And this right. one, this doom is to my trifling ass ex-girlfriend.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, her name ain't LaCrush.
Yeah, hell no. That would never be a doom story, but that'd be a good story every night of the week. No, never did that. But,
All right, so tell us about your trifling ex-girlfriend.
My doom with her is that, okay, see, I'm a Capricorn, and she's a Scorpio. Now, everybody know Capricorn, Scorpio, usually the biggest and the freakiest signs in the whole damn book. Everybody know Capricorn, Scorpio, the freak. Here we go. What happened?
Go ahead. Go ahead, sir. Don't listen to Black
Porter.
He's just being trifling.
I see that. It's cool. So one night, my girlfriend is not, she's bisexual. So one night, she said, I want to have a little brief. I'm going out. Cool. No problem. Call your homegirl over. We chill. We get a cop and whatever. Before everything gets started, so before our homegirl even get to the house, whatever, I go to the store to pick up some Hennessy or whatever, I got drinks, whatever, gonna chill. As I'm coming back to the house, whatever, I meet the homegirl downstairs. We get upstairs to fuck my ex-girlfriend sleep. Like, how the fuck you want to plan a whole situation and then go to sleep? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Damn.
So what I do? I made the night happen. Me and the homegirl got it in. Fuck it.
No.
Yes, we did.
Oh, no, y'all didn't.
Question.
We left the house.
Was she good?
We left the house. We ain't tell her we left or nothing. Left. I went to the homegirl's house. We had that bottle of Hennessy. Had some Guinness. Had some Bud and got it in. Fuck it.
Shit. Oh.
I wanted a threesome.
Is that why your ex is now?
No, that's not the reason. That's not the reason.
Why is your ex your ex?
That's not the reason?
Did she find out?
Did she know what happened?
We told her the next morning she wasn't mad about that. She was surprised that she was not mad. The reason why we broke up is I called her trying to holler at my homeboy.
You know what?
Yeah.
I need some drugs.
You don't cross that line. You don't cross that line of family and all that.
Oh, you cross the line of family. You mean your family? Was he related to you? Really related to you, or was he your homeboy? Which one was it?
I mean, you can say like he wasn't like blood, but we knew each other since grade school. We know each other since grade school. So you can basically say his family, my family, all knew each other. Vacation, party, junior high school, college. So you can basically that looks like family right there. If you know that guy, then you might say that's like family. So you cross that line, that's it for you. Bye. So. Hello.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry, yeah, that's just how I feel. My bad, y'all.
Hey. Crush? I think we may have lost Crush. Crush?
Yeah, Lazy? I think our phone went out.
And Lazy was on my phone. Hold on a second. Yeah, we lost both Lady C and LaCrush. 347-989-0767 is the number. 347-989-0767. Those of you who are on hold, just stay on hold. Hopefully, Crush will be back shortly. This is Blog Talk Radio doing some of this usual concoction. And hopefully we'll get this get this done real quick. But that's deep, bro.
I mean, yo, and this thing about we together 5 years, and I mean, I wouldn't think you're bisexual. My girl, my ex-girl, you're bi. So it should be no reason why you gotta holler at another dude. I'm always there for you. We ain't gotta worry about nothing. Our sex life, we do what we want in our sex life. I'll allow you to come in the room and bring your ex-girl, your homegirl in the room, whatever. And so I sit back and I don't only join in, I sit back and just watch. So you mean if you want to cross that line of a nigga letting you bring your homegirl in the room to go and try to holler at my homeboy? Fuck out of here.
Okay.
I mean, you know, you see some females are just trifling, so.
Oh, thank you. Okay, what I missed. I'm sorry. That was cable vision for y'all. Knocked me off. Everything just shut down real quick. Cablevision sucks.
You ain't lying about that.
Sorry.
Anyway, but the fact of the matter is, you want to finish up the story, bro?
I'm finished. I just want to put like this. Some females just can't be trusted sometimes. That's all it means.
All right. Well, Lady C, you're on the air. Let's get to the next caller. 347. Got your hand up. You got some bedroom booms and dooms. Charisma.
Hello?
Charisma. Charisma.
Running
right out.
All right. Everybody's phone getting messed up tonight, huh?
All right. Okay, so, Lady C, you still with us?
Hello?
Lady C?
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, there you go, Lady C. Yeah.
There we go. What's up?
Yeah. Let me see. Okay, we got D from Queens, who was telling us about his trifling girlfriend. and we are sharing bedroom booms and dooms, and I'm lost for a moment. Hopefully, still trying to get the chat room open. It's not working, guys. I don't have a chat room. I don't share online booms.
And you know what you can do, bro? You can nominate that in, it's going to be the last weekend of the month for our tri-thing contest.
Oh, definitely, definitely. I'm definitely going to
play that. Thanks for inviting a Black reporter. So, y'all who do not know, October, the last month in October, the last month in October.
Last month in October? Wow.
I'm somebody else has said that. Damn it. No, I'm playing. Why y'all gotta be acting like that? Y'all know I'm lost. Before I was put on blast like that. October 26th and October 28th on Phone Fantasy Radio is Trifling Week. We actually got a guest coming in on the 26th, Rico. He's a blogger. He's on Facebook. He always writes on some ignorant Brooklyn bullshit. He's always on his niggerish shit. But he's a cool guy. He's going to come in. He's going to chop it up with us. We're going to be talking about Trifling as Maury, COVID shows, and all of the above.
Oh, I got to catch that.
Baby mama drama, the whole daddy mama drama, you know, fraternity test, and we gonna get all into it, you know, Jerry Orlack. So you know, we gonna kick you with him. He gonna put some people trifling out there, but also we gonna have the lines open where y'all can call in and share y'all most trifling stories, and then at the end of the show we gonna vote on who should get the trifling award, and you know, blow you up.
You said the 26th and 28th, right? If I'm mistaken, you said 26th and 28th.
Yes, the 26th and 28th of October,
last week
in October.
Okay, no problem.
You can call and save the number, 347-989-0767. Save the number. If you are on Facebook, you can look me up under La Crush Heart, Phone Fantasy Radio, or Candy Crush Online. You can just go out to our website, www.phonefantasyradio.com. That's phonefantasyradio.com. Sign up for that. Register. Subscribe to that, and you'll hear all the little details that's going on. I also want to remind everybody that today, tonight, right after the show, the party will continue as we ask you to fill in the blank. I love your blank, but I hate your blank on the Cookie Exposé with Candy Crush tonight at 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern, right after the show. The call-in number for that is 858-769-4738. Once again, just press 1 to listen up. And I will post the link in the room, but we're on Block Talk Radio under Candy Crush. Once again, go to phonefantasyradio.com, and you can find our little player over there, Block Talk players, you know, things like that. Okay, so, Lady C.
Yeah.
Have you had any booms or dooms lately?
Ooh.
Lady C always got the stories for us. Any booms or dooms lately?
I had a boom.
You had a boom? Yeah, we love that.
Should I leave, Lady C, or what?
Huh?
Should I leave?
You don't have to listen.
Cover your ears, Black reporter. Cover your ears. Cover your ears, Black reporter. Cover your ears.
She said lately, so yeah.
Well, look at she all giddy. You know that was a good boom. She all giddy.
Yeah, it was a good boom. Woo.
Well, tell her there's no details.
And he okay?
I want
well.
Details.
Okay, well, see, you know, we did the, yeah, okay.
I know exactly what you're talking about, y'all.
Damn, girl.
Okay,
when he showed up, I was dressed in lingerie, you know, so
ooh,
I met him in sport in lingerie.
But
she's sucking now. Y'all already know
well,
it's going to be on the top, but she broke out the lingerie.
Wait, let me tell you. It wasn't for him. That's just the way she likes to go to bed.
Oh, shit. God damn.
No.
God
oh, this was
damn.
Cool. This is Black Reporter. I'm looking at Black Reporter. He's just trifling. Was it for him?
This one was special for him, yes.
Exactly. Thank you. Look, Black Reporter's so jealous. He's so jealous. That's what that is right there. That's just being jealous. I think that's haterade. Somebody. I wasn't for him. That's the way she likes to sleep. No, no, no.
Yeah, I do though. But you know, he likes aggressive women, so I was aggressive.
I let him.
I like that. Oh shit.
So he I helped him undress. And we got to the bed, and he was dipping and tasting, and then I had to sit on his face.
Oh, woo! You know, yeah.
Shit, damn, baby, where you at? I'm going to come see you. Shit.
Hey, don't sit down. Sit down. Sit down somewhere, hot ass. I was just playing. Oh, my goodness.
He
getting all excited over here. Ooh.
Yeah. And then I made him happy, and he made me happier. Ooh. We did foreplay, door, and afterplay. Ooh.
Foreplay, doorplay, and afterplay. I'm here. That's my shit.
Got a 3-4 kilo.
Running, popping. I know about that.
3-4
Okay, right. What about you? What about you, Black Reporter? Any phone booms or booms?
Nah, not that lucky. Not that lucky.
Can we say hatery? No, just one. I keep it. OMGZM. I can't even front. I had a bedroom boom slash doom. I went to a party. You know how I do. I went to a little party last Saturday. You know, I'm a little swinger party out there, and you know, it was an all right party. You know, it was all right. It wasn't much, but it was all right. And it was a little dull. I didn't get the action that I thought I was going to get. However, I did get to spank somebody's butt, which is always fun. So that's what made the boom. And,
you know, wait, did I hear somebody say stop?
I got to. Huh?
Did I hear somebody say stop?
It was fun. It was fun, you know. He was a real dark chocolate guy, so you don't see the whips and stuff. But we had the flogger going on that booty. Woo! And then when you rub it, you just feel the whips. Oh, man, that was just awesome, Lady C. That was awesome. The feeling. You rub it out, and then you spank it real hard. And you know our people were heavy-handed by nature because we don't know our own strengths. So I know that just must have hurt it. Then we tickle them. And then we had a chance tied in front of him. That was fun. So that was a better one, boom, boom, boom. That's what we had lately.
Hey,
but
yeah.
I think I want to do that for my birthday. So if there's any guys out there that would like to let me experiment with their booty. give me a call.
I am not getting in line. The line is not
there, I'm a gentle giant. Just look at me as a gentle giant, you know. It was awesome. So, turn over. Turn on your fucking back. Shut up. Oh, man, that was awesome, Lady C. I was just so old. Ooh, that chill. And I was just sitting up there cheesing. Like, you couldn't even take me serious because I'd be cheesing at you.
You know how we always wanted to say we wish we knew what they were talking about in the ladies' restrooms? Now we know.
Hell yeah.
That's
a mad fucking one to come out the bathroom. We wonder why now.
Get on your fucking knees and shut the fuck up. Shut up. This is my show. See how fiery I feel? Oh my God.
It's power.
Y'all got me biting on my robe and shit. I don't know. I think that should be a topic. I think we should do fetishes on here. But let me tell y'all something, because I can't hold my tongue no more.
Uh-oh.
It is official, like, stop motherfucking tissue.
Yeah,
Fancy
Radio.
BBW Appreciation Month, November, is on, and it is popping.
On like popcorn.
Popping. It is on and motherfucking popping. Let me tell y'all what's going down next minute, okay? Y'all heard her come over up here. She did her thing. She said, you know what, Crush, I got you. Just hit me up. So you know what Crush did? What Crush do? Crush hit her up. And it's official, like I said, like Scott Tissue, Supreme, Diva, SSBBW, 98 inches of big old booty for you will be in the building on November 2nd, 2010. She'll be our first guest. She'll be starting off BBW Appreciation Month. We're going to get all up in her drawers.
Let me ask you a question. Hold on. Why does this have to be November? Why can't it be every month, though?
No.
I mean, it is every month, but
You'll find out why November is on the ninth.
Can I talk, Black Reporter? Can I talk? Oh, okay, thank you. Anyway, first of all, because I chose November because I could do that, but for a couple of reasons. One, November 9th is my birthday. November is also the 30th anniversary of Soul Fantasy Radio. And November is Thanksgiving, and I'm thankful to be nice and fluffy for you. Those are my three main reasons why November is BBW Appreciation Month. And
but also, there's one more reason.
I see how this works. When I say let me do it, Black Report, that means that's it. That's what that means. Because I said so. How about that? There you go. Nothing else matters. Fuck Black Report. You're not going to stop talking over me unless you say it. So go ahead and say it, Black Report.
Yes, ma'am. What else am I supposed to say?
I swear I wish I had flyer minutes. So I can have a whip and just go to Louisiana. Just one time. That's my New Year's wish resolution. I'm going to save up all my little coins and my little piggy bank. Yeah, I already see my little red piggy bank. And I'm going to buy me a ticket, runway ticket, and I'm going to tell Black Reporter to meet me at the airport. I don't even want to go nowhere, just meet me at the airport.
Oh, shit.
Okay, Black Reporter, what was the last reason, Black Reporter?
All right. Now, obviously, brother man, you appreciate BBW just like every other man that shows up here on Phone Fantasy Radio, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. When you didn't have a woman like right now, what normally do you try to do?
Okay, like before, I had to mute you. I had to mute you because you ain't making no sense. I couldn't sit here and let him go around the circle like that. I'm trying to finish my announcement, and he's going dragging because it's the beginning of winter, and everybody need a BBW on their side. So that's why. Is that what you're trying to say, Black Reporter? Can you just get to the point?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I gotta say something. Now, I understand you're saying, like, before anybody comes to winter, all them guys in a big girl and winter, all that. Well, if you're a true big girl, like, you take a big girl all year round. That's number one. Number two.
Yes, we shade in the summer.
A lot of dudes get a big girl in the winter and have it in the summer and spring. I don't know why, but I choose you all year round. No matter. Me, fuck it.
And so do I.
But,
you know, but I'm an older man, but still.
But my problem is this, though. Who the fuck is going to keep me cool and warm when the season comes on? That's what I'm saying. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Back to my announcement before I was really interrupted with this bullshit, because that's exactly what it is. Back to my announcement, like, you just fucked the whole vibe up. Look, see? Black Reporter, now you wonder why I said ex-host, right?
All
right. Okay. You know, like, I don't do this for no reason. I got to point things out. I don't do it for no reason, Black Report. I don't pick on you for no reason. It's things like this that just makes me want to pick on you.
Oh, man. Go ahead, Madonna. I'm sorry.
So But anyway, it's
you know I love
she, Ms. Dolly. What?
You know I love you.
I know what?
You know I love you.
I don't believe it. Anyway, that's what I was saying. I was fully interrupted. All right. What was that? What was that? Oh yeah, it's on. It's an official, like Scott Tissue, November 2nd. We have Supreme Diva, 98 inches of SSBBW buoy beauty. She's gonna be here November 2nd, Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
Then we have November 9th, 2010. At 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. Central. That's going to be the biggest online internet party because it's my 30th birthday. It's official, like Scott Tissue. Y'all don't believe me? Yeah, I'm going to be 30 that day, so, you know, we're going to do it up real big. I might be on all day. You never know. Then, November 16th, 2010, 9 p.m., the Guinness Book World Record holder for the largest natural breasts in the world, people, in the world, from 1999 and 2009 before they stopped doing that. Miss Norma Sticks is going to be in the building chopping it up with your girl, La Crush Heart. Did y'all hear that? Y'all need to mark it down. Yeah. If y'all don't have it, y'all need to mark it down. And then the fun don't just stop there. I don't know if y'all checked it out, if y'all know about it. If y'all don't know about it, y'all going to learn about it. www.largeandincharge.com, founder, CEO, creator, woman of many, many, many talents, Ms. Raquel, will be in the building November 23rd, 9 p.m. Eastern. All this is going down right here on Phone Fantasy Radio Live with your girl, Mr. Crush Heart, and all her trifling people. So I'm going to say this. November will be a super fluffy takeover. That's it. That's it. That's the only way I can describe it to you. It is a super fluffy takeover all month long. And to top it off, we're going to have blazing hot chat topics like we always do. We're going to be bigging up the BBWs. I'm going to be giving y'all information that y'all need. Shout out to all my super fluffies and my little fluffies and the fluffies that don't know they're fluffy, but they are fluffy. Shout out to everybody that love the fluffies, that are fluffy, that want to be fluffy. Shout out to all those fluffies. I'm in a fluffy mood right now.
Fluffy, you wish they were fluffies?
Fluffy to fluff, fluff, fluff. Damn it. OMG. Damn. It was better when I was hyped to say, but Black Avoid done killed the mode.
Blame it all on me.
I'm the type to turn on the light when you suck a dick. What are you doing, nigga? Let me see.
You're wrong.
I know.
Oh,
shit.
That's wrong.
Like, he's gonna fuck up a good blowjob, wouldn't he?
That's wrong.
Make you lose your concentration.
Oh,
he must be like, you just want to get up and walk away. Just get up and walk away. You was dead. Just get up and walk away.
Like, damn, this that bullshit. Oh,
you be slurping. You like, did you see CNN today?
That's fucked
up. You be in it, fucking it. Girl, you in a zone. You getting it in. And Black Reporter be like, hey, did you see CNN today? He's like, what?
Okay, no.
What?
I'm done.
No,
your
I'm
mouth go dry. Your mouth go dry. Girl, I ain't fucking with you, Black Reporter. I
ain't fucking
with
you. God damn.
And you know, once a girl get in the zone, you know that shit about to be good. Oh, Anybody else would just lay it back. Black Reporter want to ask you mad questions. You don't sit down, Black Reporter, just enjoy it. That don't hurt the back of your throat. What does it taste like? Do you want some syrup? Like, if you don't sit down, we need to get up.
Damn. Huh? That's
fucked up. Oh, that's fucked up.
OMG, 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 OMG. Oh, man, I'm mad the chat room can't be open right now. I know y'all mad the chat room is not open right now. Really, 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 really sorry chat room is not open right now because it would be awesome to have the chat room open right now. Shout out to all those people that are listening, that are tuned in to Full Fancy Radio Live, 973, I see you. What I'm going to do right now is I'm going to go ahead and play me a couple of tracks, and then we're going to come back and we're going to see our conversation. Oh, man, this is Blizzum. This is Blizzum. He's hosting K100 right now. Love or Lust. And then we're going to come back and we're going to chop it up with D from Queens, Trifling Lady C, and Trifling Black Reporter. So I'll just stick it right here. Oh my goodness.
Phone Fantasy Radio, playing the best music from yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Shameless, yeah, listen, you ain't, let's go, baby, be a ride, that shit come, do for y'all, baby, let me tell you what it takes to be with a G, baby, hey, I love chilling with you when them late night play, grab another homie trying to slap me when we play fight, girl, I love that little hot dance, when you do that hot dance, got my little soldier up on rock, man, baby, just kiss, I miss a freaky dicky, got that little nasty over look in my eyes, I know you see me, see, I got my girl thing going, but I love fashion, baby, and it's showing, when I catch you in the morning, tell me what's your state of mind, are you more than just a dime, can you understand my grind, cause a real woman's hard to find, and I ain't trying to waste your time with another group you're trying to take what's mine, that's it, we can talk about it later, if you're trying to form your stomach, get up on your knees, shorty, let me take you, I know we both feeling geeked up, off them good nuts, but there's more to it, is it love or lust? I'm a busy man, you can't be complaining about you, don't come around no more. Cause if you're down under the show, you will be all in another man's grill everywhere that you go, and you know, claiming that you just flirting. Huh? But why the hell you get a nigga, you know, come on now, who you think you jerking? Cause certain I'm a G, so I can see the face shit. I need to know you got my back with all the problems on Facebook. Huh? And jealousy breeds envy, baby. So your girlfriends like to call you stupid and crazy. Could be you with a rapper and a hustler. It's cause I see I'm getting to the money, trust in the let's fuck tonight. And shawty, you can throw it over, but I come right. I got the blueprints in my brain so we can live pressure. We done made it this far. Baby, is it love or lust? Came word, but your mother.
what? I'ma burn it from the front to the back, boy. What you know about that?
Bring in the 973, let them share their bedroom boom or doom. 973, you're on the air with Blissful Crush Hearts. You want to share your bedroom boom or doom? Well, first tell the people who you are and where you're repping.
Yeah, this is your boy, Insane Jermaine, the BBW Spokesman King, a.k.a. James Brown Jr., the Hardest Working Man Showbiz, a true hustler. Yeah, I represent Hackensack, New Jersey.
What's up,
Hackensack is in the building on the map.
Yeah, right now, I ain't got nothing to share. Ain't nothing really been going on because, like I said, I'm doing a little intern right now. I get some money there, but I can't do nothing for the red carpet. I'm getting on my brother, my boy. They are, like, every day, and it's like, I can't do nothing. He can't do nothing. I can't do nothing. We got to keep promoting. He's a promoter. I'm a promoter, but I'm in business. But I just wanted to share a little thought, you know what I'm saying, on a business tip. I'm in a billionaire club right now. And if you want to look that up, you can go to THEBillionaire, BILLIONAIRE club, CLUB.me. The billionaire club.me. Check it out. Like I tell everybody, I just joined. It don't start at 5/18/95. And then you have the book. I got the book beside my reading right now. Why should white guys have all the fun? That's Reginald F. Lewis, the first black billionaire who we celebrate the Red Carpet for December 7th.
All
right. But I do have a little boom. I got an offer because, see, I'm a Scorpio too, and my birthday is the 18th. You know what I'm saying? And to the ladies and to them haters, yeah, this is Mr. Tricker. Mr. Tricker. You know what I'm saying? Looking for Miss Tricker who want to turn some tricks for my birthday. And I heard somebody saying they want to turn some booty. Well, I got an offer deal, like $300-$400 for my plate of mine. I wear like a toilet slot between the cheeks of mine.
Oh, no.
Yes, for the 18th of November, because I'm a BBW, SBBW lover, and I'm a real one. I tricked with them, you know what I'm saying? I ain't shame. Man.
Oh,
listen, they talk that shit in this net. I spend dollars. Fuck that shit. Holla.
$10,
holla. About my business, more sleep tight.
More power to you, bro.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. Y'all heard it. He put it on air. I'm not even going to repeat it. Okay. Thank you so much for calling and sharing your bedroom boom with us and sharing that piece of information. Y'all need to go to thebillionaireclub.me and find out more information about that and how can they contact you at Saint Germain for more information on what it is you're doing.
Well, now I'm a promoter. I'm a promoter, John Rockefeller Dreamcast Entertainment, LLC. You can contact me at 973-752-7498. Fry Records, 973-752-7498. Or you can contact my boy, my brother, business partner, John Rockefeller, at 212-689-1710, 212-689-1710. And I'm also starting I got two projects. First project is going to be for the BBW, my fashion show that we shot at the Hammerstein Ballroom in New York City. That'll be in February. That's going to be like Rip the Runway, but we're not for sure. We're going to put it on cameras on TV or off cameras and try it out first. And I'm also starting my nonprofit organization for the Billionaire Club. I will be giving back and donating money to the Billionaire Club to get people like putting down 20% or whatever. Because you, like I said, all you have to do is put down $18.95 and you can make payment plans. That's nothing right there. You can the $500. You can pay off as long as you put down. You're in there. Yeah, in there you get the book and everything like that. But you, when you pay the whole $500, you get everything. You get the VIP, skip the line pass, so that you can go to the Grammys, the BET Awards, the Oscars, Family Feud, whatever the hell you want to do. You can rent Bentleys, you can rent out penthouses, you can rent Hawaii out if you feel like you want it to. You can rent private planes and anything. So if you want to go see, I hope you want to go see Black Reporter next year. I can put you on a plane from Kita Boat. Shoot you straight there for
Okay, yeah. Folks, you're listening to Full Fantasy Radio. Now it's Insane Jermaine, representing Hackensack, New Jersey, telling you what's going on with him and his bedroom booms. You can give us a call at 347-989-0767. That's 347-989-0767 if you want to go ahead and share your bedroom booms and your bedroom dooms, because that's what we do on here. That's a nice topic. I also want to remind y'all that we will be on air right after this show. You know, we're going to be on air, Candy Crush, with the Quickie Exposé, 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern. Call in at 858-769-4738. That's 858-769-4738. And the topic is, we'll be asking the question, I love your blank, but I hate your blank. So definitely want to call in and check that is out. We're going to bring back Trifling Lady C with her bedroom booms. And you know what, D from Queens, I want to ask you, D from Queens, you shared a trifling doom with us. Why don't you share a trifling boom with us?
A trifling boom. This happened last week. A good boom last week is I was at work, my work truck, and female I'm talking to, a good friend of mine, whatever, we've been friends for a good minute, maybe a good couple of months, whatever. She needed to get a ride to her job, whatever. She worked late night also. So luckily her job is right on my route. All right, pick her up, sitting there talking, laughing, joking. So we get stuck in traffic. Get stuck in traffic and shit. She made a little move over there, so rubbing my back, whatever. My back was hurting, rubbing my back, whatever. Got a little close, little kiss, went hand there, whatever. Basically, like this, I didn't make it to work about 3 hours late, and she didn't make it to work at all that night. So,
okay.
I know the customers I delivered, all the deliveries I had to get to, was about 3 hours
late. Smiling.
I did the rest of that work smiling like a motherfucker. Driving slow as shit. Had to get the bad thing about it, I had to clean the back of the truck out. I had to clean the truck up. That's about it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Why do you have to clean the truck out? You spray it with, huh?
Wait. From her or you?
From both.
Hey.
Oh, hello. We started in a regular part of the truck in the front. Went to the back of the truck. And all hell broke loose in the back. Yeah.
Ow. Ow.
Please don't tell me you work
every
for a furniture store.
Every man should do that
door
work. Should be able to get it. Every man should be able to get that door to work.
Please don't tell me you work for a furniture store and deliver mattresses.
You won't be surprised if I say it, but yeah, I do. I need to deliver furniture.
I'm hanging out. Bye. You don't want to talk to you no more. Bye. I need your employee discount. I need a new mattress. No, I'm really serious. But anyway.
A king, California king, what you need?
Mm-hmm.
I said, what kind of mattress you want?
I need a queen.
California king? What kind are you talking?
I need a queen. My house is too small for a California king.
You want pillow top?
I should stay in one spot.
Which car?
Huh?
You want a regular one? Pillow top? Orthopedic? Which one do you need?
I need a pillow top. Thank you very much.
We can talk about that.
Don't start nothing. There won't be nothing. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I'm in Queens.
Like,
I'm on Facebook.
I'm local. I'm not far like Lady C. I'm local.
I know that. Like, you know, I feel like this. I hit you on your Facebook tomorrow. Let's know who I am. We talk from there. I feel like that.
Ew, you on my Facebook page?
Yes, I am.
We have a low connection here.
I say he may want to travel to Louisiana, to La Crosse.
No, he don't. He don't want to go nowhere.
Nah.
He don't want to go nowhere.
Somebody always want to be
and
home.
Then on top of that. And then on top of that, how old are you, bro?
24.
Oh.
He's legal?
Ladies and gentlemen, senior citizens of On Fantasy Radio. We're both 51, so.
What age got to do with it?
Not a damn thing.
You're right. You're right. What age got to do with it?
Ooh, this power. Listen, this billionaire club ain't no joke, boy. They got a special promotion for $518. Then they got a diamond package for $5,000 and a VI package for $10,000. Listen here,
where's that?
I ain't got five. I had $5,000 and $10,000. I had good credit right now, so.
great credit
card right now. Exactly, I have a great credit right now. Shit, if I can push that out, I'll be paying that shit for years, like a credit card. And if I got bad credit, that already shows you, you know. But yeah, check that out, billionaire, thebillionaireclub.me. Got information up there and all that good stuff. Got a little YouTube video up there. All right. Moving on, I'm so depressed right now. Our chat room is not opening right now. Y'all know we love to play in the chat room. People always trying to stop and by to the chat room. But if you are listening to the sound of my voice, please give us a call and share your bedroom booms and booms at 347-989-0767. That's 347-989-0767. Okay, so I'm going to share my bedroom boom. All right. I'm going to share a bedroom room with y'all. All right.
Okay,
I remember.
I'm going to see if I can grab Mimi, okay?
Listen, just do it. Like Nike. Okay. Why you got to interrupt me and you can just do that?
Okay. Bye. I don't want you going to like looking for me.
Oh, boy. That's too late for that. That already happened.
Shit.
Right, lady? I mean, damn. Damn! Black reporter.
He's gone.
I just want to hang up with him. Yo, wasn't I talking about this on Tuesday, the WTF moment?
Yes.
It's like this show's been just filled with WTF moments. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I'm thinking. It's like WTF all week long. Oh, my goodness. He insults my show. He says he's going back to real radio. You know. Now you try to scare up
you know what? I hate to say this, but real radio ain't got nothing on y'all. I'm sorry. The real radio shit is
awesome.
Real radio station, don't curse. We don't say the fuck we want. We on that little white people phrasing bullshit. Nah. Nigga, like, you may hang up in 2 minutes. I'm sorry. That ain't me. I like to talk shit. I like to talk shit. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's what it is. Hello. Oh, my goodness, I want to say this, too. I want to give a big, big, big shout-out and my condolences to Mrs. PG and Lala. They lost their moms earlier this week.
Uh-oh.
Shout-out to much love to PG from the sidebar and her sister Lala. And, you know, they came through Tuesday, I believe it was. They had, you know, shared that news with us. So,
Word. Hold your head up.
Yeah, I'm thinking about you, girl. So much love to them. Remember the sidebar every night, midnight, Eastern Standard Time, 11 p.m. Central Standard Time. All right. Shout out to Gingerbread men. I hope he's feeling much better. Sharp Team Radio goes down Freestyle Friday, 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. on Sharp Team Radio Freestyle Friday. I did me a little freestyle the other day. I'm going to try to find out for y'all on Friday. I got up there. I was like, yeah, I'm popping.
Yo, Miss Crush, let me ask you something, baby. You said the other number for from the 858 number. What's the number again? Fucking calling
okay,
on that
one. The party continues as we ask you to fill in the blanks. I love your blank, 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 but I hate your blank, blank, blank on the Quickie Exposé with Candy and myself, Crush. Tonight at 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern, the call in
769-4738.
That's 769-4738.
All right. Thank you,
baby. All right. We'll be right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to start the show a little early, and then we're going to do all that. Listen, we're at the top of the motherfucking hour. We're at 10 p.m. Well, actually 9:59 p.m. actually, so Blog Talk, you lost by a couple of seconds. But anyway, we're at the top of the hour. You listen to the Phone Fantasy Radio Live. If you don't know, now you know. We official like Scott motherfucking Tissue. It's going down next month. We got a lot of stuff in there for y'all. I don't even know what the topic is next week, but I know it's something. We also have Trifling Week coming up. We have another special guest stopping by. We got Rico. Rico be on that Brooklyn bullshit, so he definitely will be in the building with his ignorant ass. He's going to be telling us all that. We're going to be getting into everything. When I say everything, we're going to get into everything. We're going to find out about his whole Maury experience. He went to Maury the other day for a taping. He be watching Maury, so we're going to find out what the dealio with Maury, what? We got a boo, we got a chair, what? Now don't even know, right?
That's got to be the requirement to be on Maury.
Okay, yeah, never mind.
You got to have a kid out there who's saying is the kid or he's saying it's not the kid.
All right. Well, he be on his ignorant nigga nonsense in life observations. He just writes about stuff. He break it down for you. If you don't know, now you know. I think I want to build this man a blog. I just want to build him a blog because he hits on some real stuff, and it's just cool to see a black man just write on some stuff, and it just sounds good. I mean, yeah, okay, whatever, black reporter, but you don't count. Anyway, since it's not real blogging, I'm just saying.
I was going to give good news, but if y'all don't want to hear about it, then fine.
Okay, we are going to be on the afternoon quickie tomorrow, Friday. We have a special guest, Old Styles, coming through the building. You know what? How about this? How about y'all go to my website, www.phonefantasyradio.com, click on my little newsletter, and y'all going to read everything that we got down. At least once a week, I'm going to post up there the little newsletter that's going down with Phone Fantasy Radio, the afternoon quickie. Shout out to Candy Crush. Excuse me, Ruby Candy, holding us down in Oklahoma. Black reporter, what news do you want to give us?
That I did get a position, and it's going to be a local radio program in the black community. It's going to be Soul of the Tesh. The Tesh is Bayou Tesh. And that's going to be for every Thursday for an hour for right now until we get more advertisers. We don't have a streaming website as of right now, but I hope to put it on MP3.
You asked for it. It ain't real radio. You asked for it. Hey,
now. Touché. I will be saying it on MP3, and I don't know if I'll be able to have access at this time of the evening, but I will have access to a computer.
It don't help us out if it's not this time of the evening. I can't help it. I can't help it, Black Reporter.
I know. I'm the doll you poke fun at because it's so easy.
I don't poke fun at you. Don't even go there. Don't even try to act like a victim. I'm not trying to act like a victim because everybody hear it. All they got to do is check the archives. I swear, every time I check the archives, I just think back to that show, Lady C, with the beat of sweat and the eyes bulging out, and he's just talking mad shit.
I don't know
what I'm talking about. Y'all need to check the archives. Go back to the first show in June. Check out the first show in June, Black Reporter. It was named the five top five qualities that you bring into a relationship. and Black Reporter's fifth quality was he's vocal. And at that moment, we could not stop laughing because we just had a picture of Black Reporter and his Vicky pants on the floor with a set of janitor keys hanging on a ring.
Oh, hell no.
On the floor, and this lady just bent over, and he's standing at this one spot on the wall with a bead of sweat just coming down his head, his little afro talk, just fucking mad.
And that's where she got my theme song from.
That's where we got the theme song, Pants on the Ground.
Yeah, Crush, can I ask you a question, man, see, this is what I'm talking about. Hello?
I don't know, but you know what, Black Reporter, this don't help it either. You, out of all songs you want to pick, you already know I got Pants on the Ground.
When I start making love, I don't just make love, I be smoking. That's what I be doing. I spoke it to the east and I spoke it to the west.
Can you imagine Black Reporter just saying that? Let me see.
Oh,
can you just see Black Reporter just puffing away?
Can you just be rolling like that? I'm just picturing.
Black Reporter, that's what Black Reporter is saying in the room, y'all. That's what Black Reporter is saying in the room. I stroke it like that. Black Reporter's bedroom boom.
Oh shit, they put you on blast, bro. You gotta say something now.
Y'all know good. Shout out to Candy Crush on Facebook. Y'all can look us up facebook.com/Candy Crush on Air. We got 269 people like us. That's what it is.
Congratulations. Hello? Let me ask you a question. Do we have any big girl parties in New York? Because, like, I work all the time. If I'm not doing truck drive, I'm doing club security. So I'll be back and forth. I need to find out, when they having some big girl parties, do you know any BBW parties they're having in New York in the upcoming months, whatever, that I can put it on my calendar and take up work those days or whatever?
Don't get a pin, because I know a few parties that I want to go to, so I'll tell you. If you're not a big guy, I ain't going. That's how I roll. I'm flopping my player robe.
If you don't want to tell me now, when I hit you up on Facebook later on in the morning or whatever, please tell me.
You gotta take me at least to one.
Yo,
I know a few parties coming up in the next 2 weeks. How about that?
Well, we in New York. Where we at?
I know one coming up to Saturday. In
this
New York.
Saturday?
I know one coming up this Saturday. I know coming up next Saturday. I know of about three coming up. It's not New York, in the local tri-state area, very close by.
All right, hold on. This Saturday, where we at this Saturday? Where we talking? Brooklyn, Queens.
This Saturday, there's one in Brooklyn. There's a party in Brooklyn this Saturday. It just depends on the type of party you're into. Then we have another party next Saturday. Then we have two parties that I know of. Actually, like three parties that I know of the last week in October because of Halloween. So I actually know of maybe four parties. Five parties.
And then somebody could be having a private party on the 9th also.
Mm.
But then that's not my business.
All right, question answer question.
Somebody
the one this weekend.
Huh?
The one this weekend, is it in a club or some shit, or what are we talking?
No. It's not in the club. It's a private house party. It's an adult party, though.
That's my thing. Oh, yeah. I like those.
Wink, it's an adult party.
Oh, that's one thing I wear no drawers to. Oh, okay, I hear that.
No, wear drawers, boo. No, wear drawers. What? Wear no drawers, boo. Wear drawers.
Commando style.
Wear drawers. That's the one you wear your silk drawers to. Holler.
Oh.
Yeah.
I might come in a whole silk bag for that bullshit.
And our Phone Fantasy Radio is on Facebook, facebook.com/phonefantasyradio. We got 352 people like us. We are on it popping. We got 352 people like us, Black Reporter.
Yeah, that's good. We did show up.
Anyway, all right, anyway. Hey, let us see, we got 352 people like us. Yay! Thank you, Lady C. Thank you. See, Lady C, be on play with me. Black Reporter, his AM personality.
Sure.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, good. Great job. Welcome. Chair. Woohoo.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, right.
So is that what you tell her when she's giving you a blowjob? That's good, baby. Oh, that's so wonderful.
Yeah.
That's great. You like to know.
We're not stop fucking with Black Reporter. He ain't gonna like us no more. He is not gonna like us no more. We can't fuck with Black Reporter. See, you know that's fine. He ain't gonna like us no more. See, look, take a breath.
Black Reporter. Black Reporter.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Oh, baby. Oh, that's me.
Oh, Lord. Shout out to all our undercover cheerleaders out there that be supporting Phone Fantasy Radio, that support your girl to crush hearts, and they just be listening, but they don't want nobody else to know that they be listening. So shout out to them. You got undercover cheerleaders. You know, I see y'all. Even though y'all don't think I see y'all. If I don't see y'all, I'm going to act like I see y'all just so you can look around like, for real? Yeah, trifling. Anyway.
Got one person to go get. Be right back.
What the hell?
You know what? I hung up on him.
He made it sound like he was a commercial and shit.
I just had to hang up on him. He's going to have to call back like everybody else. On that note, folks, we're going to go into this next song, and we're going to come back and see what Black Reporter went to go get, even though I really did hang up on him. All right. what we played already? We played some Blizzom, Love or Lust, and then we played some, that was Miss Nay with Hot Dirty. We played that. So now we're going to go into some Nooney Jr. No, I don't want to go to Nooney Jr. No, I'm going to go to Nooney Jr. with rent money because I need some rent money. My birthday coming up. I got PayPal, thecrushhearts@yahoo.com, or Phone Fantasy Radio. No. Info at bbwprofessionsonline.com. or y'all can hit me up on the chip-in and send me a birthday donation. All right. We're going to come back. We're going to chop it up some more. 765, I see you lurking. 337, I'm going to bring you back. Y'all just hold on for a minute. Let me play some Nooney Jr. and somebody else, and we're going to be back.
Who that is?
Man, you see that girl? Man, I see that girl right there, boy. Yeah, her, man. For real. Man, she fine. Girl, you fine. Hey, she, I know you hear me talking,
man,
to you.
You
hear me? Oh, okay. I guess that money talk, huh?
Rent money.
Rent money.
Rent money.
Rent money.
She got a big booty, big size, small waist. We better than a money. She don't even need a face.
No better throwing rent money.
Money.
They want to say, say, say the club.
Some of them are hairy, some of them are bald, some are kinda scary, and this is what they're called.
Hell, it didn't even cost that much on him, too.
You spent what?
Over a blessing to have my ex-wife, thank God for her money. So, I mean, hey, the tokens, the grown-ups wanted to play games, and, hey, it was my kid's birthday party, so it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm doing this. I'm going to invite somebody. So I want to tell this because I want to say Candy Crush, Miss Candy over there, and myself will be on air in about 36 minutes, 37 minutes. We'll be on air with the quickie expose tonight. Candy came up with this awesome question, so we changed it.
Yeah,
I love your blank, but I hate your blank. So.
Yeah, but I want to make it a two-question thing.
You want to make it a two-question thing?
Yeah.
What?
That's what I was going to talk to you about. Is it, you know, what's the difference between, I'll tell you about it.
All right.
Well,
like I said,
if y'all want to go handle it privately, y'all can, you know.
She got tricked up her sleeve.
Well, you know.
We're going to end the show early like we normally do. We got, you know, she got tricks on her sleeve. I ain't got nothing to do with that. You heard us. I ain't got nothing to do with that. So if something wicked, you can't blame me. But there's a Facebook friend that I would love to invite to the show, Phone Fantasy Radio Live, just to chop it up with her. So I'm going to see if I can get her to come on twice a week. Because I go to her page and, you know, her little messages come up. And she, too, be asking some wicked, wicked, wicked questions. You know, we love questions on here. We love to ask questions. So I will see if I can get her on the page and let her bring some questions with us and things like that.
And who's that? Crush?
Why are you all up in my friends list?
I am part of Fancy Radio, right?
Her name is Miss Butter. BBW, Miss Butter.
I would never
Georgia.
Butter.
Oh, shit. Better,
yeah.
Yeah, y'all like the way that sounds, right? Look,
oh,
shit.
Oh, yeah, but, oh, yeah. Hey, that'll work.
Like, her latest question is, have you ever been pussy whipped or dignitized?
No, that was
one
of the
Hold on. Let me finish the question. Gee whiz, golly. Have you ever been pussy whipped or dignitized? What is one of the craziest things you've done under the influence? Exactly. See, she reacts to questions, don't she? Yeah, so.
now that's got to go back in memory.
Somebody
now.
Said I almost got married. I think it was voodoo. That's some
dang,
bullshit.
That was my question. That was the other question I wanted for tonight.
Oh, really? Then
yes.
That's awesome. Then tune into the next show. Because she put some hell yeah. I've been pussy.
Damn.
Y'all
too much.
Had me
y'all
on
too
chin.
Much. God, y'all on the same vibe like that.
My ex from GA had me on 10, laugh out loud, like, every day. And the craziest thing I did under the influence was I helped her girlfriend move all of her shit out of one apartment into another and had just gotten off work from the airport dealing with bags all day. Don't get enough. Don't get through until 2 a.m. Wow, that wasn't bad.
That's pussy whips. Well, that's pussy whips. Yeah, that's pussy whips. Well, you know, I can't really say nothing about her because I've been on influence myself, so let me shut up. Never mind.
No, don't shut up now, no.
My pussy whip, should I say it for later or to say it now? Like, I don't know.
Later, please.
Okay, say it for later. All right.
Well, shit.
Nah, you can say it now. I'm just kidding.
Dickmatized. My pussy whip experience almost led me to buy my ex a new car.
Mm.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
Did she went to the car?
Huh?
What you said to the car? What happened?
I said my pussy whip experience almost led me to buying my ex a brand new car.
Oh, yeah, that was a good
thing. Yeah, it was.
In the car, oh, shit, if she got a house out of her, I'd be impressed. With a car.
Oh, shit.
Got married. Oh, I was so pussy whipped, I made her my wife. Oh. Nope, never.
Oh, shit.
Guess you could say I was. She got a car out of it, even I knew it was wrong, because in the end, I will be paying for it, and did. Even took her back after cheating on me and tried to say her bastard child was mine, which wasn't. Not pussy lib, was just crazy with staying with them that long. Wow. Damn, Mo.
That nigga was more than my bitch.
Yeah.
He bought the car, and she cheated, and she tried to say the baby was his.
That's a more bully
experience.
Yeah, Molly, hell yeah, Molly. Shit.
Oh,
damn.
Oh, no. The craziest thing I did was left the dude, continue to cheat, and beat my ass for 3 years. But I had to fuck his ass up the day I finally left him. He scared me up. He scarred me up mentally, but I left his ass with some physical scars on that day. Oh, no.
Mm. Oh, she literally kicked his ass on the day she left. Damn.
Is that sex or domestic violence? What the fuck is going on? Damn.
It's
the power of the
people,
D-I-C-K. Yeah.
It's people exhaling. It's people
exactly
truly exhaling.
She was waiting to exhale, and when she did, she got up and that nigga with a shank. Okay, so let's ask Miss Candy the question of the day for our show. Today is Bedroom Boom and Bedroom Dooms, and we would like you to share a doom or boom with us that you've had.
Damn. I got to go way back.
Okay. Damn. Back, Kelly.
Yeah. A bedroom boom. Oh shit.
Damn.
Why are you laughing like that?
Damn. I remember that's a doom.
We like dooms too.
Okay, me and my ex, like, whatever, we were having sex and everything like that. So, you know, I was just like, okay, fine. You know, she bought a strap on and everything, because, you know, I don't get penetrated. So, we were getting it in and, you know, making me climb the walls and stuff, and she got ready to put it up in there, and she hit the wrong hole.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was all hell broke loose.
Yeah, really bad.
Oh, my
really
face on it, Bill. Here we go.
Cause I literally like ripped it off over and hit it with it.
Be thankful that it was only a toy. Be thankful that it was not human, because
yeah. She
probably would have physically ripped it off.
Yeah.
I
think the first time that we did it, it was on top of the dryer and the washing machine, and the washing machine was on spin cycle. That was the best.
Oh,
that was the best orgasm I ever had on top of my mom's washing machine.
Ew.
Yes. Yes, I had to put that. It wasn't even no clothes. It wasn't no clothes in there, so you know if you don't have anything in there, it's going to really shake real hard. It's going to shake harder, and... Yeah, I turned that bitch on, and I thought I was seeing, like, I literally, when I was getting ready to come, like, it was just, I don't know, I just felt all this pressure, and it was just going to my head and in my back and in my toe, like lightning bolts. And then I literally saw snow and colorful roses growing in the snow and purple people eaters dancing.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, we talk.
You were on cloud 9.
Man, fuck cloud 9, man. I was like on cloud 50.
Shit,
you thought
that. Okay. Back up a little bit.
Hold on, let's
take
me back to memory lane, man.
She was on her back.
What position
were you on her back?
Yeah, I was on top of the washing machine, and my legs was like gapped all the way open, and... Yeah, she was doing
the
damn thing.
Okay, you had one leg on top of the washer seat and one leg across the...
No,
oh,
I was sitting on top of it.
On her back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, and your legs are just open. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Black reporter needs to know.
I picture it.
So when he do his little session later on tonight, right, Black reporter? When Black reporter does his session later on tonight, he can be prepared. Like, I need to know. Give me details, lady.
Man, that took me back to memory lane. I'm looking at the washing machine right now.
That's a boom for sure.
But it's a different one. Woo. See now, see, I got 33 minutes. See, I got, 29 minutes to get it in.
But you, that ain't gonna be enough time. We can already say that ain't gonna be enough time.
Shit, hey, you know what I always say? If you can eat some coochie, hell, I'll come. Shit, I'll skeet all. Shit, give me 5 minutes.
Well, you know what you gotta do? Come to New York, then. Come to New York.
She
in Oklahoma, baby.
Don't listen to hell. What are you doing, D? What are you doing?
Yeah, Peter.
Like, you see neck bone, ham hock, leg hair.
She closer to my direction.
Yeah, okay. When am I coming to your direction, too, and his, too? What, you just look at y'all and smoke a blunt with you?
Oh,
I'm
going to
eat her. Can y'all imagine that?
I'm sorry. I got first.
Black reporter just break out in song.
I thought Black reporter smoked joints.
Do you smoke Black reporter? Let us know.
It's been a long minute. But yeah,
a long minute.
What, 2 minutes ago?
Look at Black reporter using slang. It's been a long minute.
Wow.
Pretty much.
I'm gonna have to go.
Look at Black reporter. It's been a long minute. Look, he got his little thug hat on right now. It's been a long minute.
See, and I'm gonna have to go to Texas and try to and tell my wife, just come to our house. Can we do it on the washing machine? Just one last time.
Can we have a flashback?
Zing,
been leading that woman on.
she probably do that, and I probably have flashback and whoop her ass. Bitch, you cheated on me.
You know what? Matter of fact,
as soon as you have boys, you're gonna get dried up. Watch.
I know it. Look, bitch,
she's going to be flashbacking. She's thinking about it now. As soon as she picks up the phone, she's like, never mind.
I have done that. Like, when I be in Dallas and I be mean, some I be fucked up coming from the strip club and I get ready to call her. And I'm like, oh, shit, I called the wrong number.
Hold on. Now, that's a question. Hold on. You said Dallas. You talking about my hometown. Oh, really? Where you got in Dallas? I'll be out there a lot.
Plano.
I'll be in Greenville.
You be over there off of Greenville. I know. That's my stomping ground. That's where I go clubbing at.
Oh, yeah.
Candy. What happened for UTOU weekend?
Man, fuck that game.
You missed it, right? That was the one you missed, right?
No, Grambling and Preview is the one I missed.
Oh.
The OU, Grambling and Preview, the Battle of the Bands and stuff. Yeah. OU and Texas, man. OU whooped Texas ass, man.
Oh yeah.
I don't even want to talk about that. And I'm in Oklahoma right now. Fuck Texas.
Hold on. And then when I'm in Texas,
I'm like, fuck Oklahoma.
See the royalty there? Y'all see the royalty?
See, y'all bringing up all these bad memories for me, man.
Candy, this week it's Grambling and Jackson. And then you know what we're waiting for. We're waiting for the classic.
Yes, I know it. I'm ready.
Oh, you come down for the classic?
I'm going to try to.
Okay. Hold on. What game's gonna be at?
You don't know. You don't even know what I'm talking about. If you have to ask where the game's gonna be at, then
no,
hold on. Black and 40. I think about this though. I'm hardly ever home. I'm always on the road.
Okay.
I'm always on the road.
We're talking about the Bayou Classic. There is only one stadium that the Bayou Classic is held at, bro. One stadium.
Put me on.
Tell him what you want. No, he want to try that washing machine method, baby.
Hell yeah.
You don't need that.
They got these new professional washing machines.
My mama got them new washing machines that came at me. I couldn't even get on top of that motherfucker. That'd be We need the old washing machines to come back.
They don't rock like those old washing machines.
Yo,
I can jump on that.
You know what? Bringing back bad memories, y'all. Let's go talk about that. Because I'm going to end up calling my ex-wife for real on three-way and cussing her ass out. I'm so serious.
It's on your fault.
You know, baby,
I love you. I still want to be with you. I love you. I love you and my kids. And then they just put me in a bad headspace. You know what? I'm gonna smoke today because it was my baby's birthday. Black reporter, you put me in a sad headspace.
Damn, you fucking up tonight, bro.
I'm gonna get on the show and I'm gonna be like, bitch, I love your head, but I hate your motherfucking ass.
That's a good comment. Oh, shit.
Bitch, hey. I love that alimony check every month, but I hate your fucking ass. Bitch, I love that American Black Express card, but I hate your ass.
that American Black Express card, huh?
Hell yeah. Hey, I love it. Tink, you're supposed to be asleep. Tink, you're supposed to be sleeping.
You said, I love you, mommy.
At night, duty, mommy.
Huh?
Hello?
For your candy.
Y'all listening to Phone Fantasy Radio. tune in to the Quickie Exposé with Candy Crush at 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Central, which is right after this show. I am laid up across the bed, and I know I'm probably at the computer, but fuck y'all, the chat room is not open right now. I'm so sorry about that. It is all BTR fault. But next year, Fall Fantasy Radio will be popping. I think it's time for us to say goodbye to Blog Talk Radio next year, official tissue. I can't say nothing to Black Quarter. Black Quarter no longer our co-host, so he's going back to real radio.
Go back to the white people station.
Can't say to Black Quarter. He'll be on real radio now. He won't have time for us anymore.
Yes, I will.
Don't worry about it, babe. Don't worry about it, Crush. I'll still be here, babe. I'll still be here. Don't worry.
All right. Thank you, boo.
No problem, babe.
See always somebody helpful with Sister Dad.
Oh, shit.
And I want to invite him over for tea and crumpets, and we're going to host the show live. Oh,
I'm
yeah, Black Reporter, we can't do that. See,
tea,
I don't know. I
would have
done that with Black Reporter, but Black Reporter dumped me.
Sing happy birthday to my baby so he can go to bed.
Happy birthday.
Hold on. Here.
Oh, Jeffrey. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday. He's like,
what the fuck?
What
did I wake up for?
Oh. You know, he was bobbing his head, and after that, he said, bye.
I just ran out of where I find jump around.
We have a special guest on the air right now with us,
yeah.
And she's only here for a couple of minutes. Oh, hello.
Okay. Who do we have on the phone?
Oh,
hello.
Hey y'all, what's up? I can barely speak. This is Mimi Cat.
Hey Mimi.
Hey Mimi.
How you doing?
104 temperature with the flu.
Oh, Lord.
Ooh.
Hope you feel better, Mimi.
Yeah, me
Bart.
Too. So, Mimi, let's get right to the point. Can you share with us your bedroom boom? Doom?
My bedroom doom?
Yeah. Like a point of picking you up, like you have this big old story you want to share with us.
Oh yeah. About that, it was an incident that happened on Facebook, but that I can tell y'all that in some other time. But let me answer this quick question, then I'm getting off the phone. You said my bedroom do's or don'ts are just booms.
Okay, your bedroom boom.
Huh?
Like your good sex bedroom. Good sex bedroom.
Oh, I already said that. My good sex. That's still being written. My bad sex when I lost my virginity and ended up getting pregnant.
Ooh,
whoa.
That's
a good and bad. Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Everybody knows about this now. Like, oops.
Yeah, ooh.
Come on.
Yeah.
Well, she's my favorite mistake right now. That's why she's 27 and still she's my big ass mistake.
Okay.
Well, hopefully I'll be brother by Tuesday. Huh?
All right, cool. We'll be there. We're waiting on that doom.
Waiting
on that doom. Because I had just finished accepting Aaron's request, and I heard, attention, all you hoes. I'm like,
Oh, no, because I had to crack down on Aaron because he's been putting out too much, but he's inviting too many women on his page, and I told his ass, don't even play me. I will fuck your big, tall ass up.
And he is big and tall.
I don't give a fuck. I don't care if he's 6'6". You ever climb a mountain? You ever see a fat chick climb a mountain before? The shit funny as hell. I will fuck his ass off. Put too much work and time in that dick. No. Hey, I'm tired of drinking hot toddies. Now I'm going on here and smoke this last weed I got. So, oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Are you coming down to New York City soon?
For me? Yes.
Yes,
yes I am.
Yeah.
I got
over the city, y'all. I'm going to go ahead and have my purse. Uh-oh.
No, my cousin got so-called trying to get peed on by her ex.
Oh.
And I know for a fact he listens to this show.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So
So I'm not going to mention no names, but I know for a fact, yeah, right now. He could be listening now. So I know for a fact he's listening. So this is what this is a Mimi Cat from Buffalo. This is Missy's cousin from out of Buffalo. When I get to New York City, trust me, you're going to wish the God the Mafia had something to do with your death. That's all I'm saying. And we're going to leave it at that.
And Mimi, keep the promises.
Well, Mimi, on that note, hope you get better.
Much
I can't wait to hear the end result of that.
She promised me she would kick my ass when she got to Louisiana, and she sure as hell did.
Well, Black Reporter, you ain't no challenge.
Oh,
okay, you're not a challenge, honey. No, you're not. I'm sorry. That's why you was an easy beat down. I'm sorry.
Black Reporter, I'm going to save up all my laundry quarters and come beat your ass, too.
Yo, Black Reporter, I'm going to tell you, homie, you're on your own with this one, homie.
Yeah, Black Reporter, you are on your own with that.
Well, of course, I'm about to do you. I'm about to give you your own birthday present a little bit early. I'm inviting Black Reporter up here to Buffalo, and we're going to head on over to New York City. So how's that? Then you'll have to film your Black Reporter. That's what I do.
There you go.
I'll be nice.
Oh, yeah. Bye.
I'll see y'all later.
I'll call you later, Mimi. I was telling Mimi I'll call her later.
Oh, thank God.
Okay, cool. Shout out to Mimi Cash. All right, we got 10 minutes remaining on the Full Fantasy Radio Show. Shout out to everybody that tuned in. Shout out to you, Dee. Hit me up on Facebook. I really do need a badge. No,
I can check on Facebook. We'll talk about that.
I'm saying my birthday is coming up.
And she is not kidding.
Yeah, I'm not really in love. But we do got some things going down New York City this weekend. We got the Growing Sex Party going on. What's this Growing Sex Party? We got a show and shopping party. I don't know, y'all. We're gonna be at it like crack at it real soon. We got the Halloween strip show going down next Friday. BBW's in the building. We got Halloween having BBW strip show. Huh?
So you gotta let me know where's that strip show gonna be at.
I'm not telling you.
Why not?
He
got a lot of real got enough going on over there. I'm going to tell you on yourself. Black and Funny got enough going. He got 2 or 3 females ready to kick his ass. I don't know if him on that one. We're going to go on with this shit.
damn. I'm just sitting here keeping my goddamn mouth shut.
Oh, they doing it. They doing it big out in Houston, Texas at Club Secret. They got a celebrity swingers Halloween freaky costume bash. I want to go to Houston, Texas.
Where in Houston?
That's like the downtown area. That's like downtown.
Huh?
Houston.
I said that's like the downtown area.
Yeah.
Not on West Haven?
I don't think. It's like the downtown or metro area. It's around that area.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Okay. Well, they got all types of stuff going on. They got the Baz party out in there. They got Club Remix and Soda Party on October 30th. Saturday, costume party. $100 for the best costume. Ow.
Yo,
Club Halloween.
Hold up.
And the thing is, Halloween is on a Sunday night, too.
You talking about the one in New York or down south? Correct. You talking about the club remix in Manhattan, in New York, or down south?
I'm talking about the one in Manhattan.
And what day is that party for?
I'm not telling you.
Oh, why are you doing that to me?
ain't doing that to me, baby. Come on, why would you act like that? Oh, my
And an additional point is Halloween is on a Sunday, too.
Oh, that's fucked everything up right there.
I'm going to be trick-or-treating that shirt.
I don't get that. Yeah, I don't get that Christmas day off, right?
What?
Ooh, they got another party on the 30th. Downtown Manhattan, Lower Manhattan. Masquerade and sexy costume party. Ooh, and I want to be in a nasty, naughty nurse.
Oh, really?
I want to be a nasty, naughty teacher. There we go, teacher.
Can you teach me some things?
I want to either be a teacher or a fitness instructor. Really going mad.
Yo, Crush, you got to put me on to some of these club parties, fellas. You got to put me on to these real quick.
I got to put you on to what?
I said, these parties you're talking about in Manhattan, no, you got to put me on to some of these clubs. I want to go to these parties coming up. They'll hold
me
out.
You
want
to go to party, but take me?
Of course.
You take me with
why not? Sure, why not?
I don't know. Some people want to take me.
I'll take you, of course I will.
And they have like a whole weekend going down, the 29th and the 30th out in Jersey. Babs, BBW party. It's an annual party they have Friday. They have a blackout party. Wear black from head to toe in honor of Mystery Night. Cherry pie eating contest. Ooh.
Mm.
Off the hook
no
reverse lap dance contest. Anything can happen at Babs on Friday. That's Saturday. Ow. They got hip hop karaoke going on.
Uh-oh.
They got trick or treat will be in full effect, so be careful what you ask for. Saturday night.
Yeah, Crush, you going to the parties or not?
Would you take me? I'm going.
Okay, I'm going. No, put it like this. I'll be up on Facebook in the morning. You let me know everything's going on the Facebook in the morning. We'll talk about it in the morning when I get up.
How about this?
How about
I give you my number now if you just tell me who you are?
You can go on my Facebook. You want to see on my Facebook who I am now or what?
Okay. Who are you now? Tell me who
you
is. I'm on Facebook right now. Give me some initials to type in.
D-A-V-O-N-E Davis.
Hey, I know. No.
Davon.
You say what? D-A-V-O-N-E?
Yeah. That's me right there in the white tee. Yeah, what up, baby?
Whoa.
What are you booing me for? Hold up. What's that about? Come on. Don't do that.
Because you called our show the other day.
Yeah, I did. But
yeah.
I didn't get back to work and all of that, so I was kind of rushing and all that. I didn't get to stay on that long.
But why are you booing him, though?
Why you all up in the business? Damn, Black Reporter.
I'm just bullshitting with him.
Relax. All right,
cool.
You got mad friends.
Thank you.
They sexy. Especially this one. What's her name? Crush Heart? She's mad sexy. Thank you, D, for tuning in to Bedroom Booms and Dooms. Thank you, Trifling Black Reporter, Trifling. Thank you, Lady
Crush.
C.
Before we go any further, I did say that I will have access to a computer, and I just recently saw a picture that really, really made me say that my co-host. It was one where I know you weren't topless, but it seems like you were. It was like a shoulder shot of your head, and your head was kind of tilted and everything. I think it's the last one. It's the newest one that I've seen. I haven't seen that one recently.
You talking about she got a pink shirt or a pink towel on or something like that?
No.
Oh.
In the shot, she does not have a shirt on.
Strapless?
It looks like it's strapless.
On Facebook?
On Facebook.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Oh, I know you're talking about. Oh, yeah.
That is a very pretty shot. That is a very pretty shot.
Pretty and seasoned. God damn.
Which one? Oh, the dress I had on?
No, we don't know
if it was a dress or just like a regular towel. You're like, you just got out of the shower. We don't know if it was a dress or a towel you had on. Who knows?
No. In the shot, it looks like she's topless, but it's only a head and shoulder shot.
Oh, you talk about when I'm laying down.
No, like you
said,
find them, feed them, fuck them, crush them.
I saw the text, but I didn't know that picture went with the text.
Oh, yeah, there's a text there. It was a profile picture. I'm laying down. I do have on the top, but I have my titties out, and I have, like, little flowers over the nipples because, you know, you can't put nipples
okay.
up. Okay. But, yeah,
Crush,
okay, thanks, everybody. I'm out.
There was, it seems to be that there is no more. Yesterday is gone. Forget about it. Tomorrow is here. Don't worry about it. Today is here. Make the most of it. Stand up for something you believe in because you can fall for everything. If we didn't hear everything you want to hear, you heard everything we played. Now go right and tell that. On your face, put a big smile. We will see you in a little while, and we will slip on over to the other side to the quickie expose. And until then, you are in and we are out.
Peace out, everyone. What's that, dude?
Your crush. Repeat the number again real quick. I don't think I got it down on the way.
We'll be at 858-769-4738. That's where we're going right now, right now. 858-769-4738.
All right, I'm going to switch over.
All right. Later, alligators.
Later.